I started out working on a lesson about difficult passages in the Bible, those that are hard to understand and those that are hard to obey. And I got about halfway through it, and I was strolling through Facebook, and somebody had posted this lesson, and I read it, and I thought it might be profitable to especially our young people here. And Josie and Levi, y'all about it, so... most of us in here are gray or are soon to be. So, and this is not a regular. I wouldn't even call it a sermon. It does have some allusions to the Bible in it. It is. I believe the lesson is biblical, even though I'm not going to quote any verses. But it may make you think about some verses that. Or that will support what I said. This was written or composed by somebody that had been a social drinker. And she had come to realize that it wasn't a good thing. She said, "I drank at social events, not often. I knew it was not good to do, but I went to church. I repeated my life, and never at that time had a true encounter with Jesus. I made excuses and didn't even think of why I shouldn't drink. I loved the Lord and thought, that's enough. That'll be okay. I never knew my purpose in life then, and now I think that's the saddest part." And I'm reading this, and I'm going to read the whole thing, and there are 50 of them, and I'm not going to comment, I don't think. I'm just going to go through them. And a lot of us in here have partaken. And most everybody in here that has will agree with what this lady came up with. She said, "I can't be sober-minded if I'm not sober. Alcohol has an assignment, destruction. Alcohol is a depressant. Anything that depresses should be avoided at all costs. I don't want to make my brother or sister stumble in the name of exercising my Christian liberties. My choice to drink could lead to someone's demise. Number 5, alcohol skews my judgment. Number 6, alcohol leaves me worse, not better. What I do in moderation, my children will do in excess. Number 8, even the unsaved know I shouldn't drink. Bible in one hand, beer in the other. Any lost person could point this out as a confusing contradiction. Number 9, alcohol doesn't bring others closer to the Lord when they see me drinking, but drives them further away. Alcohol doesn't bring me closer to the Lord when I drink, but further away. Number 11, I want to be fully awake and ready for the return of Christ, not drowsy, sluggish, or hungover. Number 12, show me a family for whom alcohol has made a positive difference in their lives, and you won't be able to. Number 13, I have never heard anyone say, "Wow, that gin and tonic made me feel so Christ-like." I want to avoid all appearance of evil. Alcohol makes it much harder for me to practice the fruit of self-control. Alcohol causes me to lose my filter. I've seen that. I said I wasn't going to comment. Number 17, alcohol is a legal mind-altering drug. Alcohol is addictive. Alcohol is a numbing agent for pain and sorrow only Jesus can heal. Many regrets are associated with alcohol. I can give you a whole bunch, she said. Number 21, no one has ever said, "If only I had taken a drink, things wouldn't have gotten out of control." Number 22, alcohol causes me to act in ways I normally wouldn't. Alcohol kills brain cells. alcohol is a counterfeit and provides a false peace. Number 25, the Bible says that no drunkards will enter the kingdom of God. Being drunk starts with one drink. I don't want to see how far outside the lines I can color when eternity is at stake. Alcohol is a waster. Money, gifts, talents, destinies, and so on. Alcohol leads to really bad behavior. It is a factor in 50% of violent crimes. Alcohol distracts and derails you from living the victorious life for which Christ died. Number 29, wisdom is the principal thing that I need to pursue at all costs. Alcohol makes me stupid. Alcohol has ruined many, many marriages. Number 31, the only influence I should be under is God's. 32, the Bible tells me to be alert. Alcohol delays my reaction time. Number 33, if I don't start drinking, I'll never have to stop. Number 34, alcohol severely tarnishes my testimony as a Christian. Don't want your teenagers to drink? Yep. Same reasons apply to you. God is holy. Alcohol is not. Alcohol and prayer don't mix. Number 38. Alcohol and Bible study don't mix. 39, alcohol lowers my resolve to resist temptation. Alcohol equals brokenness. Broken lives, broken health, broken dreams, broken marriages, and so on. When the world sees us drinking, it sends a message that Jesus isn't enough. Moderate drinking? How about moderate pornography? Or moderate heroin use? Or moderate lying or moderate adultery? Christians are called to live a life of total surrender and separation from the world. Alcohol makes me forget. It can make me forget that I'm married, that I'm saved, and so on. Number 45, I don't get drunk. I only have two drinks. If they didn't affect you, why don't you just drink soda? Number 46, I should never look to the glass or bottle for joy, which can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Alcohol fills my mind with impure thoughts. 48. If it could hinder my faith walk or love walk or dishonor the Lordship of Jesus Christ, I need to forsake it. 49. Alcohol doesn't help me run the race that Jesus has marked before me to finish with more accuracy. It does the polar opposite. Number 50, I want God to be proud of everything I've done in my life. There is more to life than turning up a drink. And she went on to say thanks to Jamie Morgan for sharing some of these reasons. I couldn't take credit for all of them. And I Googled reasons to not drink this afternoon. And I saw many, many lists, and they were not copies of this list. There are so many reasons not to indulge in alcoholic drink. and I've listed just 50. So that is the message. If you would like a copy of this list, I'll make you a copy. I'm sorry that more young people could not be here, because the young people really need to hear it, because they are going to hear, here, take a drink. Come on, go with us. Let's ride around, drink a few beers, this sort of thing. That affects our young people. Us old people, we know. We've been around long enough to know that alcohol is destructive. It destroys homes. It destroys marriages. It destroys all kinds of relationships. People lose their jobs. And it's a sad situation when somebody is addicted to alcohol and other drugs as well. They forget who they are, Christian people. I've known Christian people that were addicted to alcohol. They couldn't leave it alone. And it opened the doors for other sins so many times. What must I do to be saved? I'm reading from the back of Robert Taylor's the program for his funeral. And I thought it was so Robert Taylor that the plan of salvation was on the back of his funeral program thing. I said something to his daughter, and I can't think of her name right now, but I said something to her on Facebook or something, and she said that he had requested it to be on his, the back of his, to be there. So she and Tim put it there. Number one, we have to hear the word of God, and this is Romans 10:17. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God, Hebrews 11:6 and John 8:24. Repent of our sins, Acts 17:30. Confess Christ before men, Romans 10:10 and Matthew 10:32-33. Be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38 and 1 Peter 3:21. And then we are to live faithfully until we go home in death. If you have a need to be restored, or you have need of prayer for any reason, or you need to obey the gospel, please come while we stand and sing. Good.